Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Dez is back with us again, Dez.
Yeah, good morning. The tennis this morning provides the lead story. Novak Djokovic out of the Australian Open. He retired injured. He was actually booed off court by some of the fans after quitting his semi-final against Alexander Zverev. I actually think the fans were booing more that they only got one set of the match, having paid for their and were eagerly.
I thought he was getting a great welcome earlier on in the tournament.
No, yeah, but I think the reports are that he was booed. I think it was more the fact that there was no, there wasn't going to be a match. Was
value
what,
for money? For
yeah,
the
exactly. Yeah,
okay.
It looks stunning. The weather there, by the way, just no one needs to hear that.
Hot.
Djokovic was bidding for a record extending 11th title, but he quit after losing that first set 7-6. He had his upper leg heavily taped because he injured it in Tuesday's quarterfinal win over Carlos Alcaraz, and after he slapped a volley into the net on set point, he immediately approached the net, shook hands with Sarah, waved to the crowd, and despite the boos, walked off the arena. In the other semi-final, the top seed and defending champion Jannik Sinner faces the American Ben Shelton, but Djokovic explained the extent of his injury afterwards.
Well, I didn't hit the ball since Alcaraz's match, so until like an hour before today's match. Yeah, I did everything I possibly can to basically manage the muscle tear that I had, and medications and I guess the strap and the physio work helped to some extent today. But yeah, towards the end of that first set, I just started feeling more and more pain, and it was too much to handle for me at the moment. So yeah, unfortunate ending, but I tried.
Yeah, and it was great drama at the Manchester United Rangers Europa League game last night. United took the lead when the Rangers goalkeeper Jack Butland punched a corner into his own net, but 2 minutes from time, Cyril Dessier scored a great equaliser for Rangers. Looked like it was going to be a draw, but then Bruno Fernandes scored a stoppage time winner for Manchester United. Let's hear from him.
I think we start very well this year with two great games against Liverpool and Arsenal. Against Arsenal we didn't play brilliant football, but we won the game, you know, with one man less we did well. Then Southampton we had good resilience, even again didn't play brilliant football. I think at moments we controlled the game where we could have done it better. Then we had the game against Brighton that unfortunately everything went wrong for us, but today was important to get the win because we want to get through in the Europa League, we want to go to the final in Bilbao, and we have to win every game. So we want to be in the first eight, so we avoid to play two more games.
And is the manner of the victory, though, to when Rangers equalise, for you to be able to go up the pitch and still get the winner, are you proud of the characters from the team?
No, it's not about proving the character. We don't have to. We have to prove that in the 90 minutes. You know, we can't only bring that out when we concede a goal, we have something against us. We need to be consistent through the 90 minutes. Doesn't matter the result, we have to be always trying to find a way to win the game. And unfortunately for us, we conceded a late goal and we had to score a late winner.
That's Bruno Fernandes. Now, two goals by Son Heung-min earned Tottenham a much-needed 3-2 win at Hoffenheim in Germany. It'll help them take a big step towards the last eight. James Maddison got the other Spurs goal. And Dubliner Troy Parrott scored the most memorable goal of his club career. He came off the bench to score for AZ Alkmaar in a 1-0 win over the Italian giants Roma. It's Parrott's 12th goal of the season and gives Alkmaar a real chance now of progressing to the knockout stages. Robbie Keane's first game as manager with his new club Ferencvaros ended in a 2-0 defeat away to Eintracht Frankfurt. Play is underway on day two of the Ras Al Khaimah Open in the UAE. None of the Irish players in action yet. Alejandro Del Rey, though, is on fire. He's picked up 8 shots today and moved into a 3-shot lead on 12 under. Strong winds saw play suspended at the Farmers Open in San Diego. Scores plummeted in the winds. Shane Lowry finished the second round on 3 over. The leaders on 6 under, Ludvig Åberg and Lanto Griffin. Today's racing at Dundalk is off, obviously. And yesterday, Nick Rockett scored victory number 10 for Willie Mullins in the Thiestes chase. And Rocky's Diamond had a sparkling victory in the Galmoy Hurdle for trainer Declan Queeley and jockey Shane Fitzgerald.